John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Jewelry purchases during the holidays can sometimes seem overwhelming. Not at Paramount Jewelers. Paramount offers interest-free financing for up to 2 years. Their outstanding inventory has many one-of-a-kind pieces for that special person in your life. Visit online at ParamountJewelers.com.
Looking for a special gift? Consider a winter getaway to historic St. Genevieve, Missouri's first settlement, offering historic home tours, cozy bed and breakfast inns, wineries, shopping, and award-winning restaurants. Details online at visitstegen.com.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Live from Chesterfield Mall, this is the 2015 Nestle Purina Toy Drive, brought to you by St. Louis FC. The 2016 season starts this spring. See you at the park. And by St. Louis Closet Company, a place for everything. Here's the large morning show in the afternoon with Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian the Peon on the Big 550 KTRS.
We've had a tremendous response from people bringing toys by here for the Marine Corps Toys for Tots drive. In fact, some family just came through here and brought, I'm not kidding about this, 4 shopping carts full of material.
Yes.
That they had bought. And one of them told me that they actually start shopping for these toys in January because after the holidays, everything's on sale.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they buy it then and they hold it all year long and then they add a few more as they go through the year and then they save it and they bring it along here and drop it off. Another family brought a little kid's bicycle and the boxes that the Marines had here are overflowing with your generosity. So we really, really appreciate all of that. And you can come by here until 6 o'clock and drop your stuff off for the U.S. Marine Corps Toys for Tots drive. You can also call us now if you want to play the Harris Challenge. Our phone number is 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. In the background, there's a band called Mirage that's playing live here in the mall. They are not our punishment music for today, but you will suffer the punishment music if you don't win on the challenge today. If you don't know how the challenge works, we have 3 categories that will come spilling out here in a moment. You'll get to choose the one you want. That'll have 5 questions inside that you'll have to answer, and we'll see how you do points-wise. If you get enough points, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize pack!
All right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop. They have 2 locations, 1 in Florissant and 1 in Cottleville. Also from Werenberg Theaters. We have movie passes with, and I'm not sure what the movies are because I don't have them right in front of me.
Well,
but
movies are these things that are projected onto a big screen, and an audience sits there and eats popcorn and watches them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There you go.
Are.
All right. There you go.
Some people call it the show.
We do have the, what is it, the sea movie that...
In the Heart of the
in
Sea.
In the Heart of the Sea.
The new Ron Howard movie.
Saw, yes. Also, a Baroni's gift card. They have 2 locations, 1 in Florissant and their new location in O'Fallon at M&P, or you might want to choose some family nuts. I know you got a lot of crazy family members coming over for the holidays.
But hey, I want to tell you.
But it's for 1 good, 1 free hand-dipped ice cream or a half pound of elite chocolate.
So you get your
nuts.
Choice of those prizes, or if you do get all the questions right for the clean sweep, you win this bonus prize.
That's right. You will get a Jimmy's on the Park certificate. Jimmy's on the Park is 706 DeMunn in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. Check jimmyscafe.com.
All right. Let's go to our first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Jim. Jim, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity, unique opportunity in broadcasting to suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for a prearranged commercial endorsement.
Just looking forward to nice weather tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be like 70-plus degrees tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. Yep. All right, let's turn on a semi-random category computer. That's where we keep the categories spinning around, and then they fall out here, and you get to choose the one you want. Led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or you can have Time Magazine's Person of the Year, or our third category, Not Gonna Win a Golden Globe. Which one would you like?
How about Time Magazine Person of the Year?
Okay. We've put 60 seconds on the clock. You need at least 8 points to win, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. The one-pointer is, which country's leader, one of the most popular women in the world, was named Time's 2015 Person of the Year?
Pass.
You're passing on that? Question number two. What ride-sharing service, now worth over $62 billion, was founded by Travis Kalanick?
Uber.
Uber is right. Which former athlete and member of a TV reality show family is on Time's list for sparking a national discussion over gender identity and appearing on the cover of Vanity Fair in a corset?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Correct. Hassan Rouhani is number five on Time's list. Which Middle Eastern country is Hassan Rouhani the president of?
Iran.
Correct. Which three-word phrase that emerged this year from a civil rights group does Time say has turned a protest cry into a political force?
Black Lives Matter.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. Which country's leader is Time's 2015 Person of the Year? Oh, the buzzer got you right before. I'm sure you were going to say it was Germany because you knew that the chancellor there is Angela Merkel.
Yeah.
But you didn't get that. But without it, you still win, Jim. 14 points. Congratulations, and thanks for playing.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, let's go on to our next contestant now. And that's going to be Tom. Hello, Tom. Tom, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Driving home from work, going shopping with my wife tonight. That's it.
Okay. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Not going to win a Golden Globe? Or our new third category, Names in the News?
Golden Globes.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. The Golden Globes were announced this week. The nominees were announced this week. These are people who are not going to win one because they were not nominated. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these was not nominated for Best Actor in a Drama? Johnny Depp in Black Mask, Bryan Cranston in Trumbo, or Will Smith in Concussion?
Johnny Depp.
Correct. Which of these is not a nominee for Best TV Drama? Mr. Robot, Mad Men, or Empire?
The first one. I didn't catch.
Mr. Robot? No, it's Mad Men was not nominated. Which is not nominated for Best Comedy Movie? Trainwreck, The Martian, or Pitch Perfect 2?
Pitch Perfect 2.
Correct. Which is not nominated for Best Actress in a TV Comedy? Amy Poehler in Parks and Recreation, Lily Tomlin in Grace and Frankie, or Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Veep?
Amy Poehler.
Correct. Which of these outlets had no shows nominated for a Golden Globe? NBC, HBO, or Hulu?
Hulu?
No, Hulu actually got one for Casual. NBC had no nominees this year for a Golden Globe. And by the way, the Martian is listed under Best Comedy Movie, except for one thing. It ain't a comedy. It's a drama. But I guess they get to choose what category they want to go into. Tom, let me see how you did here. You got the one, you got the three, you got the four. You just squeezed by with 8 points, my friend. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. And we will go on to our third category, who I think is also named Tom.
Tom, contestant.
Are you there?
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, thanks, Paul. I'm currently a latex salesman, and I work for a company here in St. Louis, Vandalay Industries.
Ah, little George Costanza.
That's correct, sir.
Okay. I remember when you wanted to be an architect.
Yeah.
Importer-exporter.
Architect school, along with marine biology.
Yeah,
yeah.
Studying those two things at school currently.
The sea was angry that day, my friends.
Is that a title?
An old man sending soup back in a day.
All right, Tom, which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Names in the News, or our new third category, appropriate because we're broadcasting from Chesterfield Mall. Our third category is Movies in a Mall. Which one would you like?
I think we'll go with let's be paying attention.
All right. Have you been paying attention? 60
yes,
seconds
sir.
On the clock, Tom. Let's play the Harris Challenge. This week marked the 150th anniversary of the adoption of the 13th Amendment, which did what?
Give the women the right to vote?
No, it abolished slavery. In what state did a judge grant an injunction today that means FanDuel and DraftKings can't take any bets on daily fantasy sports?
What state?
Yeah. You can pass if you want.
Pass. Let's pass on that.
Two of these companies announced today that they're going to merge. Which one is not involved? Procter & Gamble, Dow Chemical, or DuPont?
Procter & Gamble.
Correct. In what state did Governor Daniel Malloy say he'll ban people on the terrorism watch list from being able to buy guns?
Connecticut.
Correct. In what country can women finally register to vote and even run for local council seats starting tomorrow?
Oh, gosh. I want to say Saudi Arabia.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. What state can FanDuel and DraftKings no longer take bets on fantasy sports? Oh, there's the buzzer. Oh,
Nevada.
Nevada already was on the list. The judge today said New York can go after them. They're going to appeal, and it's going to be a long process. But let's see how you did here, Tom. You got everything but the two-pointer. 13 points. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot, Paul.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for playing. And we'll go to contestant.
Bye, sir.
Thank you. Contestant number four is named Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just looking forward to the weekend.
All right. Two categories left. Names in the news or movies in a mall.
Let's try names in the news.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Cardinals outfielder has joined the Chicago Cubs in a deal worth over $180 million?
Hayward.
Correct. 137 years ago this week, a Hungarian immigrant who would go on to become a legend in journalism bought the St. Louis Dispatch for $2,500. What was his name?
No idea.
Okay. Which presidential candidate was seen cowering from a bald eagle in a video released this week?
Trump.
Correct. Which director of A Beautiful Mind, Backdraft, and Apollo 13 was honored with a spot on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday?
Pass.
What Silicon Valley company is run by Marissa Meyer, who announced this week that she's given birth to identical twin girls?
Pass.
Back to the two-pointer. Who was that Hungarian immigrant who bought the St. Louis Post-Dispatch 137 years ago for $2,500?
I'm drawing a blank, Paul.
Joseph Pulitzer of the publishing company and the prize. Ron Howard is the director of all those movies who got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a little tie-in with his new movie that's opening up today. And Marissa Mayer is the CEO of Yahoo. Now, let's see how you did here, Mike. You got the one, you got the three. Oh, that's only 4 points. And as you know, on the Harris Challenge, when you don't win, you get punished. So here to punish you now from the new Netflix special, A Very Murray Christmas, Bill Murray and Chris Rock. Roll it.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite.
With a tail as big as a kite.
Okay. All right, that's enough of that. Hey, you know, this answers the musical question, why doesn't Chris Rock sing more?
Oh.
There's your answer. Frankly, I'm sorry you had to hear that, Mike, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul. Take care.
Thank you very much. And now let's move on to our next contestant, also named Mike. What are the chances we'd have two Toms and two Mikes on the show at the same time? Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Good. You want to plug anything?
I have nothing to plug. Off to a child's Christmas program, and hope everybody has a great weekend.
All right, we have one category left. This is movies in a mall. I'm not talking about things like the AMC Chesterfield 14 upstairs from the food court where we are right now. This is movies that had famous scenes in malls.
All right, let's give it a shot.
60 seconds, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which 1995 comedy starred Alicia Silverstone as a high schooler who loves the mall?
Clueless.
Correct. In what movie did John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd lead police on a car chase through a mall?
Blues Brothers.
Correct. In what 1991 movie did Arnold Schwarzenegger and Robert Patrick find Edward Furlong in the arcade at a mall?
Is that Terminator?
Be specific. Which one?
Terminator 2.
Correct. In what 1982 movie did Jennifer Jason Leigh and Phoebe Cates work in a restaurant in a mall?
Pass.
Which of these did not appear in the 1991 movie Scenes from a Mall? Bette Midler, Shelley Long, or Woody Allen?
Bette Midler.
Shelley Long was not in that movie. All right, what's the 1982 movie with Jennifer Jason Leigh and Phoebe Cates working in a restaurant in a mall?
I haven't a clue.
What if I ask you to visualize the more famous scene with Phoebe Cates coming out of the pool topless?
That I could do.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Okay.
Mike, you got the one, the two, and the three. That's only 6 points, but I'll be honest with you. It's Christmas, and I don't really want to force you to listen to Chris Rock singing anymore. So instead, I'm going to force you to listen to George Clooney singing with Bill Murray. Roll it. This is also from that Netflix special, A Very Murray Christmas. I think this is an original.
Yes.
Oh.
You be the judge on how original it is.
It sounds like this.
Oh.
Mama's in the kitchen cooking.
Oh, that hurts.
Children all fast asleep. It's time for Santa Claus to make his midnight cream.
Santa Claus wants some love and...
That's Clooney?
Santa Claus wants some love and...
Yeah, I know there's something real pretty underneath the Christmas tree. I ain't need no loving all week. It's beginning to worry me because...
Okay, 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 okay. All right, that was more than we needed. You know, you may think of that as a crime against humanity, but because of what I do for a living, I would like to thank Chris Rock and George Clooney and Bill Murray for producing new punishment music for us. There aren't that many people who are willing to commit, big stars willing to commit to producing content for our show. And we need it, so thank you very much,
all
guys.
I know is Santa Claus wants some love.
Mike, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. Sometimes we're in a mall. Most of the time we're in a studio. If you want to catch previous episodes of the Harris Challenge, you can find links to it on my website, harrisonline.com. And catch us every Friday afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
Meet me.
Frank Ladd has got some traffic.
I don't think I'm going to sing it.
All right, both of you have to stop it right now. You know, when I said we need big stars to produce punishment music, you don't qualify.
Oh, okay, good. That's fine. Hi, Frank. How's traffic?
That hurts a lot, Paul. I thought you liked me.
Yeah.
Eastbound Highway 70 delays between Lindbergh and the incident at Lucas and Hunt. That crash still blocking the left lane there. Westbound Highway 70, those drivers are slowing out of Fallon Park to take a look. Southbound 170, your heavy page 64. Westbound 64 between Grand and McCaws, and then again coming down the hill toward Mason, Boone's crossing out through the Boone Bridge. Eastbound Highway 64, heavy now in stretches, pockets now between, looks like Spady up through 170, then again between Grand and the Poplar Street Bridge, southbound 141. Volume still between Big Bend and Highway 44, and still seeing that pocket of volume westbound on Highway 44 between, looks like Jameson and Laclede Station. This update brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon, and you instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. From the KTRS Traffic Center.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
Hi there, it's Martin Kilcoyne, and the Kilcoyne Roadshow continues. We're at Neustedter's Fine Jewelers on Monday, December 14th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. They're just east of West County Mall on Manchester Road. Make sure to stop by and see us because Neustedter's is having a contest. They're giving away a Bulova watch and one hand-engraved jewelry item. Stop by to enter for your chance to win. We will see you Monday, December 14th at Neustedter's Fine Jewelers on Manchester.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Our son Joe had one dream, to go to college and become an architect. It was going to be expensive, so he needed our help with the tuition. Unfortunately, my husband died last year, and so did our son's dream. If only we had gotten life insurance like we talked about.
You want to take care of your family, and we want to help. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their most affordable rates on term life insurance products. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-933-5520. Help protect your family's dreams now. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. And the call is absolutely free. 1-800-933-5520. That's 1-800-933-5520.
Sample comes with a 90-day order. Copays and deductibles may apply.
If you or someone you care for are using painful urinary catheters, Medical Direct Club can help. There's a new catheter that hurts less, and you can get a free sample with free shipping by calling now. Pain and urinary tract infections can be avoided if you're using urinary catheters. The new disposable catheters from Medical Direct Club hurt less due to an incredible new design that reduces pain by gliding easily and effortlessly. Old catheters can scrape and cut, causing pain and infection. These new catheters from Medical Direct Club are changing the lives of people who use urinary catheters. Medicare and your insurance will pay for up to 200 of these new catheters per month at little or no cost to you. Medical Direct Club handles all of the paperwork with your doctor and includes lifetime free shipping when you join. Membership and a free sample are free, so call Medical Direct Club now. 1-800-600-1127. That's 1-800-600-1127. End painful caffeine today. Call 1-800-600-1127.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right. 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 888-98-STEEL. Call 888-98-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 888-987-8335.
All those new toys and gizmos being given this holiday season are great. Unless you don't have batteries.
Uh-oh.
Go to WholesaleBatteries.net or visit their store in O'Fallon, Missouri, for a complete selection of batteries and power sources for every application. Going hunting? Better make sure your vehicle and ATV batteries are ready. Cell phone on the blank? Wholesale Batteries can get it powered up again. Before you go anywhere else for new batteries, go to WholesaleBatteries.net. You and your gizmos will be glad you did.
Damian Girard here from Girard Realty Group. If you've been thinking about how to build or rebuild a career in professional sales, listen up. Girard Realty Group is looking for a few great additions to our inside and outside sales teams. Our culture is one of constant learning, positive coaching, customer-focused selling, and high earnings potential. Licensed or not, if you are a career-minded sales professional and you want to be a part of a dynamic team, call me right now, Damian Girard at 314-896-0474.
Every year, the charming town of Augusta comes together to celebrate the holidays. Come to Augusta to experience a Norman Rockwell Christmas Festival. Noble Ice Vineyards will be at the Historic Conference Center at the corner of Locust and Jefferson, serving wine and food. Bring the kids. They'll meet St. Nick. Ride the free trolley or take a horse-drawn carriage. Antique stores, boutiques, wineries, local restaurants, all of it on the streets of Augusta, including Christmas caroling at the historic Ebenezer Church. Noble Ice Vineyards invites you Friday, December 11th from 5 until 10 in historic Augusta, Missouri.
The 2015 Nestle Purina Toy Drive continues live from Chesterfield Mall. Brought to you by St. Louis FC and by St. Louis Closet Company. Here's the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
And on the Kuli Makawani and the Onan and on the Lula Wa Hawaii.
We are live from the food court at the Chesterfield Mall, approximately 42 centimeters away from a live band and 44 centimeters away from a bubble tea place with loud blenders.
Hi, Mike.
I can't hear anything.
Hi, homie.
I mean, I can't hear anything.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Can you hear us?
Mike Evans is joining us live from Southern California now. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Right down the road from where we are in the food court of the Chesterfield Mall. Annie Gunn's a great place for sit-down meals, and what an extensive wine cellar they have. And, of course, next door is the Smokehouse Market where you can get to-go food for your weekend or your lunch or whatever you need. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse in the Chesterfield Valley. Hi, Mike. How are you?
You know, I'd like to just dedicate this next 5 minutes to listen to everybody can listen to the band.
All right.
We'll be more than happy to at this point.
It's the band Mirage. They're actually very good. They do a lot of weddings and stuff around town.
Mike, you want to dance with the bride?
I don't think so. I mean, can anybody hear me? I can't hear anything.
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Popquiz question, name the name of the star who loves to take her kids to the zoo. St. Louis Zoo, Central Park Zoo, L.A. Zoo. Is it Drew Barrymore, Angelina Jolie, Victoria Beckham, or Kate Gosling? Answer in a minute. It is the most ridiculous item of the month. People already have their tickets, but they're camping out for 12 days so they can get a good seat when they open for the first Star Wars showing. What's up with that?
I can't believe that people would camp out for something that is not only going to not be a one-time appearance, but it's also going to be in theaters for at least a month afterwards.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. What also is ridiculous, the Golden Globe nominations. Did you look at those at all?
Yeah, I did. What are you surprised by?
I think they're horrible. Bridge of Spies, Tom Hanks, not there.
Yep.
I mean, there were so many others that weren't there. Danish Girl, not there. The TV nominations, House of Cards, not there. Homeland, not there. Walking Dead, not there. Mad Men, not there. Downton Abbey, not there. Big Bang. It was a worse selection. At least they gave Fargo a little love.
Yeah.
And also, I thought Black Mass with Johnny Depp was fabulous. Not there. I mean, I know it's all political. It's a lot of pain under the table. That's just the way it is for the Hollywood Foreign Press Corps. It's been that way forever. But, I mean, this year, I mean, I thought it was the absolute worst selection of movies, actors, and television ever.
Now, I know you and I have talked about how irrelevant these reviewers are, the Hollywood Foreign Press. But since they have this show on NBC and have for, I guess, a decade or more, does that have any impact on box office or anything important in Hollywood at all?
Only Oscars do.
Really?
Golden Globes don't.
Okay.
January 10th, NBC.
Okay.
Not many happy faces over at Pixar. Good Dinosaur was a loser for Pixar.
I'm surprised because I saw the movie. I mean, I'm not surprised it's a loser because I saw the movie and I did not like it. I thought that although it looked beautiful and the animation technology was yet another step up in the advancement of that technology, I thought the story was terrible.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Hey, if it looks mean anything, Cindy Crawford's 14-year-old daughter, Kia, who just signed a modeling contract, is going to be just as successful as her mom. Kia Crawford, she is beautiful. Got a couple of New York Post headlines for you. First, one of New York's high-end shopping centers has made more space for new retailers and has moved Santa Claus out of the mall.
What?
New York Post headline screamed, heave ho ho. City there. And also a story about a very, very rich and a very, very drunk man who picked up two strippers at a strip club, got them back to the hotel, and all of a sudden realized that one of them had stole his $590,000 watch. New York Post screamed, "It's sex o'clock." Not bad.
You know, I actually saw this story, and I just want to mention it because I think that this is so great, because the part of the story that got me is not only is the watch worth almost $600,000, but when he took these two hookers back from the strip club to his hotel room, he was going to go in the bedroom with one of them, and he put the watch and his money in the hotel room safe.
And didn't lock it.
He did not close and lock the safe.
Yeah.
So he goes in there, and the other hooker's in the living room while he's in the bedroom with her. And then he comes out and he tells the second hooker, "You know what? I'm not going to need you tonight." So the first hooker says, "Well, let me walk her downstairs." And the two of them now have the watch and all of the money.
And they see ya. They're gone.
Yeah, they get out of there.
Yeah. Unbelievable. How many times has that happened to you?
Every weekend.
Well, there you go.
That's what's so disturbing about it. I know all the details of this. Lock your stuff in the safe.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Date in history, December 11th, 1959, the creepiest movie ever made, Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho, is released.
Oh, what a great movie.
Great movie.
Who likes to take their kids to the zoo?
Drew Barrymore, Angelina Jolie, Victoria Beckham, or Kate Gosling?
I'll go Beckham, Dan.
I'll go Drew Barrymore.
Gosling.
The answer is Drew Barrymore. And finally, give it up. I'm battling a band at the mall. It's Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Willie Okalani, Lonnie on the OK. Hello, Koo, and a cock, and a hoo hoo ho. Kill away. Kaka, kaka, hoo. Wabbing out of Kamaki. Kaka, hoo ho.
Hawaii. That's Mike Evans in Hollywood. By the way, just a little bit more on this story, because when I read it, I couldn't believe the details that they have in here. The strip club's lawyer, you know, with the guy who lost the $600,000 watch, the strip club's lawyer says that neither of the women was a dancer or worked there, and they know that because they have surveillance video, which the club turned over to the police, that show this guy, Stephen Rostovsky, arriving at the strip club earlier in the evening with a bunch of different women, at least one of whom is suspected of the hotel room theft, and they have footage showing him leaving with her and going to the hotel, where they also have footage of them going into the hotel. Here's the best part. When the New York Post got this story, they contacted Rostovsky's wife, Janine, at their $2.8 million home in Bel Air, California. They told her the story, and she said, "Oh, my husband told me that the only thing that he lost in New York was his driver's license."
Oops.
Then they followed up with her, and she said, "I don't really want to talk about this some more." And they said, "Well, have you talked to your husband about it?" She said, "Well, we've had several conversations, but I don't want to elaborate any more on that." I love that story. All right, it's time now for Knuckleheads of the News, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download the SDL Taxi app and get Laclede Cab to your door. Roll it. We start today with a story from our colleague, Frank Ladd, a story from Croatia, where President Kolinda Grabar-Kitarović rewarded the work of the Croatian Helsinki Committee for Human Rights with a special event and gave an award to the head of that human rights group, Ivan Zvonimir Čičak. Čičak was dressed up for the occasion, but apparently forgot to wear his suspenders, because when it came time to pose for the photo with the president, his pants dropped to his ankles. The good news is he was not going commando. He had boxers on. The president managed to preserve Čičak's dignity by holding the large award in front of his Čičaks. And that didn't stop the cameras from preserving the whole thing for posterity. Next, a story from contributor Matt Burrows, a story from Florida, where authorities got calls of a Cadillac driving recklessly on and off the road near the middle of Alligator Alley. So it was on one of those highways that goes across the state of Florida. So about 10 minutes later, a Florida Highway Patrol trooper spots the car as it travels west towards the Naples area. The trooper's radar said the Cadillac was driving 109 miles an hour before he pulled it over. And that's when he noticed that the driver had no shirt on. The driver also had an open 12-pack of Corona beer on the seat between him and the front passenger. He asked the driver, Noe De Jesus, to get out of the car, and when he opened the door, the trooper saw that Noe also had no pants on and no underwear, butt naked, smelling of alcohol, slurring his speech, and with bloodshot eyes. Then he tried to pull his pants on and stumbled and nearly fell over. Inside the car were three female passengers, not to mention a bunch of empty or nearly empty beer bottles and a nearly empty bottle of Crown Royal whiskey. In addition to the DUI charge, Noe is now facing a misdemeanor charge of driving without a license. And while we're in Florida, the official state of knuckleheads in the news, let's stop in Port St. Lucie, Florida, where the police dispatcher got an automated call from a car. One of those vehicle automated emergency systems. This call said the owner of a Ford vehicle has been involved in a crash. Press zero to speak with the occupants of the vehicle. So the dispatcher pressed zero. Didn't hear anything. Said hello. And the woman's voice said, hello. That woman's name is Kathy Bernstein. The dispatcher said, ma'am, have you been in an accident? Kathy said, no. Then there was a long pause. Are you sure? Yes. Well, your car just called to tell us that you've been in an accident. And Kathy said, well, somebody did pull in front of me. I'm just going home. Ma'am, are you drunk? No. Then why did your car call us? The dispatcher finally thought, you know, this woman doesn't sound like she's telling the truth. So the dispatcher sent cops out to her home. When the cops got there, they saw that the vehicle had extensive front end damage and silver paint from another car on top of its black paint, and the airbag had been deployed. So, yeah, there had been an accident. So they went inside and talked to Kathy, who again denied hitting another vehicle, saying, oh, I think I hit a tree. You think you hit a tree? Yes, I think I hit a tree. That all broke down pretty quickly. She finally admitted to the hit and run. Also admitted that she had called someone at Ford to try to get that service turned off where her car calls the cops. And while the cops did some background checks on her, they found out that Kathy had been involved in another accident before this accident, and she was fleeing from that when she banged into the other car. Wow, she is in a boatload of trouble. But she does qualify as one of today's knuckleheads in the news here on the Big 550 KTRS. All right, before we go, I do have one other story I have to mention because it falls into my why would you do that? Did you know that if you want to, the U.S. mail, the U.S. Postal Service will send you pictures of your mail by email?
They will?
At their post office before it gets to your house.
Correct. I did not know that since 9/11 and since the anthrax attacks that came after 9/11, the post office has been photographing every piece of mail in America.
Whoa.
So they have a huge database of this. And so they say if you're away on vacation, you can have them send you copies of your mail. However, they don't open the mail. They just send you a picture
of the envelope.
So you get to see the outside of your mail. What purpose would that possibly serve? Even if it is going to be a bill that came while you were away on vacation, what are you going to do about it? You're on vacation, and you can't see the inside, so you don't know how much the bill is. So how do you go about handling that? Or if it's something else that's really important, now you got the anxiety of, hey, I'm away from home for a week. We're in Destin, Florida. What are we going to do with mail? It's back at home in St. Louis.
They keep making decisions like that. They're going to be in trouble financially.
Yeah, this is the sort of brilliant thinking that's keeping the U.S. Postal Service just below water. Their head is just below water. They know there's air out there, but they just can't get to it. By the way, you know what they charge for this service? Nothing. Once again, helping their bottom line, the U.S. Postal Service, we deliver for you by email. Well, that's all the time we have for today. On behalf of all of us who survived a day in this mall, and thanks to the U.S. Marine Corps and everybody who dropped off toys for the Toys for Tots drive, for Ian and Dan and all the rest of us, I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a final check on traffic with Frank Ladd. Take it away, Frank.
Thanks, Dan. They've cleared that accident eastbound Highway 70 near Jennings Station. Still backed up to near Cypress eastbound on Highway 70. Westbound driver still slowing to take a look from about Union up to that earlier mess. Southbound 170, Page through 64 heavy. Westbound 64, Grand out through Big Bend in pockets. Eastbound 64, we've thinned out headed towards the Poplar. Still heavy, though, eastbound 64 between Ballast and Big Bend. Sluggish southbound on 270, long stretches. Page down through Big Bend, then 44 through Tucson Ferry. Kings Highway at Lindell, an accident with injuries reported. This update brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon, and you instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Frank Ladd. This is the St. Louis KTRS Traffic Center.
You know what the 25th is, don't you?
Christmas is coming up.
Christmas is here again.
I'm filled with Christmas cheer.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you over 25 and need to flatten your belly? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because we're giving away free trials of the Belly Flattening Discovery Nubiotics to anyone who wants to flatten their bloated belly fast. To experience dramatic results, call now for your free trial. But hurry while we're still giving them away for free. 1-800-980-9942. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. But hurry. Due to overwhelming demand, there's a strict limit of one free trial per household. Again, if you're over 25 and looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time, it's crucial that you write down this number for your free trial of Nubiotics. Hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-980-9942. That's 1-800-980-9942. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-980-9942.
Blessed Jewelers, the small personal jeweler with the big heart, has been pleasing their customers with the perfect holiday gifts for over 100 years. You can shop with confidence at Blessed, knowing you will always get the best price for the best quality product. A fully committed staff provides a superior shopping experience and the best service long after your purchase is made. Blessed Jewelers is located on Olive Boulevard, just west of Mason Road, next to the Crazy Bowls and Wraps in the Schnucks Plaza. Go to blessedjewelers.com. Christmas, St. Louis, and Blessed Jewelers for 100 years.
Good evening. Our top story is developing right
now. If you want to get the story, you need to see it for yourself.
When the fire torches in these trees,
meet people and talk to them.
And how many days have you been on the road traveling?
15 days. Find out what happened and why.
We have this late breaking development. Sources within the U.S.
We go to the story so you get the story.
Has this taken something from the Paris that we all know and love?
Absolutely not. They didn't take it.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Have you been thinking about retirement living lately? The Willows at Brooking Park offers exceptional apartment homes in a close-knit community in Chesterfield. You'll appreciate the great amenities like casual and fine dining options, full-service salon and spa, indoor pool and hot tub, lively game room, and a spacious theater for concerts and lectures. And now, the Willows is branching out with 45 brand new apartment homes. Choose from over a dozen popular floor plans with lots of style and finish combinations so you can create a customized living space that reflects your personal taste. To arrange a tour or get access to limited time pre-construction pricing, call 314-576-0800 or visit online at newwillows.com and see why the Willows is the right choice for active seniors. The Willows at Brooking Park is an equal opportunity senior community sponsored by St. Andrews Resources for Seniors System. Call today at 314-576-0800 or visit newwillows.com.
Really dig that New Orleans experience? The awesome food, the amazing live music, the friendly and fun hospitality, but not up to the 10-hour drive or the airport ordeal? Try Broadway Oyster Bar, 736 South Broadway, only two blocks south of Busch Stadium. Broadway Oyster Bar was recently voted Restaurant of the Year by the Missouri Restaurant Association, and our new addition is a huge success. The best has just gotten better. We're Broadway Oyster Bar, online at BroadwayOysterBar.com.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks
you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here. Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Gunman opened fire in North St. Louis outside a banquet following a funeral. Details coming up.
For the second day in a row, a routine traffic stop by a law enforcement officer turns violent. How police are handling the situation.
The Board of Aldermen met today to discuss stadium funding. How some members are speaking out about bribery allegations.
First on Fox, traffic stops for area police have been dangerous in the last 24 hours.
Glass got into a state trooper's eyes when a bullet shattered the windshield of his vehicle. Fox 2's Rocky Madden is live in DeSoto tonight, where the Highway Patrol SWAT team converged on two different locations today. Rocky?